friends, are you ready to heal your trauma and put your broken heart back together again, or defeat depression, anxiety, and overcome disappointment? I want to encourage you today. There is a way to more peace and more joy, a way to feel confident and hopeful again. Here, we offer hope and healing to women going through the most challenging seasons of their life. I'm your host, Tarina Chin, author, business owner, and most importantly, I'm a woman of God, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Remember, God has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Today's video is sponsored by FDC. It is a course that has been created to help Christian entrepreneurs and work from home moms that want to start making money from home and start making passive income. I strongly suggest this course because it goes over various ways to make money from home and how to market and advertise online, which is the most important thing when you're trying to sell a digital product. So the other amazing thing about this course is it has resell rights, which means that once you buy the course, it is yours to sell over and over again. And it also has products with inside of the course that you can also sell. If you're not ready to take that leap and invest in the course, which I highly recommend because the price is going to go up soon. But if you're not ready to make that investment, there also is a free ebook that you can just download. And it's just to show you a glimpse of what you can do from home and give you the inspiration and encouragement that it's very doable. So you can go get the free ebook as well right now at my store, stan.store/coachtarina, and I'm also going to put the link in the show notes if you are someone who wants to make money from home or looking to start a business from home. I highly recommend to go check out these products. So today I am so excited that we have a special guest, my lovely friend. Her name is Alexa. And Alexa is a woman of God. She is a devoted kingdom wife and mother. With a shepherd's heart, she leads with care and wisdom, carrying an aura of abundance and joy. She's transparent and fierce. She's a force for God's kingdom. She disrupts norms and inspires others to walk boldly in their faith. Get ready to be encouraged and empowered by her powerful insights and passion. I know you're going to love her energy and all the wonderful information and insights that she has to offer today. So let's get right into the conversation. Okay, let's go. Hi, Alexa.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you on. This is going to be awesome.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. Super.
So yeah, Alexa is a good friend of mine, and I'm so happy to have you here today. So the first thing, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what do you have going on?
Yeah. So hello, listeners. How is everyone? I am so excited to be here. I am just filled with joy. I am a child of God. I am a kingdom mother and wife. I am just literally on fire for God and just literally just try to be an example of Christ-like behavior wherever I go. So that is a little bit about me. It's always so funny when you have to talk about yourself. It really makes you self-reflect. But honestly, if I have to really just describe myself, I would say that I am a child that is filled with God's grace and mercy. Each and every day is something new. And each and every day, God intervenes and shows his hand in my life. And so it would be nice to sit here and list all of the worldly accolades, but it all boils down to the fact that I am saved because of Christ. Everything belongs to him in my life, and I am just a walking testimony of that.
Yeah, I love that. When I first met you outside of my house, we had just moved to North Carolina in April, and then I came home one day and I seen you and your cute little baby walking. And I think the first thing that, stood out to me was like your love for the Lord. Yeah. And just like the way that you spoke. And I don't even know how, do you remember how the topic of like, that you were a child of God and that like we were both Christians and like we were looking for godly relationships. Do you even know how that came up?
Well, no, I really believe that it is an aura. You know, when you run into, you know, the community that God is sending you, your help, your resources. And I think it's more of, just energy. You know, we both had open hearts. You know, you saw me with the stroller. And then you had said that you were a mother, and I also have a toddler, and he goes to a part-time Christian daycare, and I literally tell every mother that I know about that, because there are not a lot of facilities where our babies are praising God and learning at the same time. So yes, definitely, anytime that I run into someone or they run into me, I definitely want them to feel God's presence, because everybody is going through something. Everyone is fighting something. Everyone is doing something hard. And it's just, we are here to build community and spirit guided relationships. So it's important that when people leave my presence, they feel God's love, because I would want the same for myself.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we started praying together on the prayer call. Mm-hmm. And then your praying is just so powerful. Oh. And so, you know, when you said that you wanted to come on and like share, I was like so happy, because your prayers are just so powerful. So I guess I want to know, like, how did this start for you? Like your journey? Because everyone has a reason. Maybe they grew up in the church, or maybe they found God later on, or maybe like they grew up in the church, but then they went astray. Like that's part of my story.
What is
your story? Like, how did you come to know God? Did you grow up in the church? Like, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, I did grow up in the church. I was on the dance ministry and the choir. My mother was also the dance teacher for the older girls. And so I did grow up in the church. So I knew that there was always a God, right? It's so funny, because I think when we're young, we kind of just follow the norms of our parents, whether that's church or whatever that is, whatever that looks like, religion wise. And so of course, being a young one, I'm just following what, you know, my mother and my father are instructing me to do. But as you go through life, and I would say for me personally, it was everything else failing. So friends failing me, family failing me failing me, societal norms, things of this world failing me, and just really hitting rock bottom. And I would say that happens, I feel like, through different stages of your life. And you know, in the midst of it, you know, you are so confused, and you're trying to look at do a mental checklist, like, well, I paid my tithes and I did this and I don't understand. But the things that come, you know, those encounters, are to change us from the inside out. They are to grow us and to stretch us spiritually. And so I would say, again, for me, it was everyone failing me. It was me failing me. It was everything else not working. Right. Literally, you know, just an outer body experience where I just feel super alone. I don't feel like I can trust anyone. I don't feel that no one is hearing me. Everyone is just kind of judging me as if I'm insane. And so the love of God is like no other.
So did you have like a specific encounter? Like, was it like a day at church where it was like, okay, I really want to take my relationship with the Lord seriously now? Like, was it like one moment, or was it just like many moments that made you feel?
I would say for me, it was many, many different episodes of life. Again, I think just like development, like developing, and just learning different things and failing at different things. And again, when you're young,
you don't want to turn to your parents. And so you turn to friends, then you start to see that friends will fail you. And so again, I think it was just through disappointment. Again, I grew up in the church, so I knew that there was always a God to fall on. So, you know, you try him, you know, through different stages in your life. And so I believe for me, it was just like, you know, again, it's as simple as, Lord, you know, help me pass this test, right? When you're in like middle school and you pass, and again, then the prayers get deeper and then you want to know him on a deeper level. Then you're asking him for God to heal my body. And then you're asking him, you know, so I think it's just, the way of the seasons of my life and the things that I've gone through. I think that calling on him was my only option, being that everything else failed.
Yeah. I love what you're saying. Yeah. I think that was the same exact thing for me. It's like, I grew up in the church, right? Mm-hmm. So you hear about this God, you hear about Jesus can do this, God can do that. But then it's not until you start experiencing him for yourself.
Yeah.
It's not until you, like, we get to a place where we're like, okay, well, my mom or my dad or these people in my life are supposed to be the people that could help me the most and make me feel loved the most. But then you go throughout life, like you said, you get different friends, you get, and you just start to see that there's still, for me, it was like, there was still this unfulfillment. Like, no matter how many friends I had, no matter what, and like all the things that I was doing in my life, it was like, why do I still feel like empty or not totally satisfied and fulfilled? And then when I started to really say, okay, that God that I know about in church, you know, let me take him more seriously. And for me, it was actually one moment where I went up to, it was like an altar call. And I had like been doing a lot of different things in my life. I'm just gonna be very transparent on here. I was smoking, drinking, doing all these things in my life that were really, I don't believe, were me, because when I would do them, I wouldn't feel totally comfortable with who I was. Right. So then when I went up to get prayer, it was back in like 2014. In October, I actually remember the day I went up to get prayer, and my grandmother, who runs the church, she basically prayed over me. And in this moment, I like heard God say, Tarina, in order to fully walk with me and to have the fulfillment you're looking for, you need to like release all of these things that you're doing that is like hindering from being able to really walk with me. And in that moment, I just started like yelling, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that was really my breakthrough moment where I was like, and that's not to say that after that, I never made mistakes or sinned. Like, of course I did. But that was my breakthrough moment where I was like, okay, God is really real. And he really, like, I believed that in my heart, but it wasn't until I had that experience for myself that I was like, okay, I love this Jesus, because I can tell that he really loves me and he wants to help me. And then when I started walking with the Lord is when I started to really feel this like intense fulfillment and satisfaction with like, okay, I really have a purpose here, and God really has a purpose for my life. So I think that's like kind of what you're saying too.
Yeah, for sure.
So the podcast really is to encourage people who are going through like a struggle season. So my question for you, have you had like, and doesn't have, you don't have, you can be as transparent as you want, but have you had like something that you've overcame, a specific struggle that God has delivered you from or helped you in, that you can encourage our listeners today to just, whatever it was that you were struggling with or going through, how did you overcome it? How did the Lord help you overcome it?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say, in the past, because of, you know, different hurt and pain that I've experienced in my childhood, then, you know, growing up as an adult, my heart had hardened. And so I had very closed off energy. I didn't trust anyone. I kind of was like, you know, two strikes, you're out, pretty much, not giving people grace. And literally just allowing the things of my past to shape my future by being bitter, and, you know, just trying to not go down the same road again, but trying to be in control of it instead of allowing God to take control. And so I want to encourage the listeners to say to, it doesn't matter what you're going through. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't matter, right? It's just that trouble doesn't last always. And so a lot of the times when we go through hard times, we allow it to shape our hearts, or harden our hearts, or for us to become egotistic and prideful around people. And none of that is of God. And it's important for us to still ask God for an open heart and to soften our heart, and to be, you know, quick to listen and slow to speak. And so I would just say that, again, no matter what you're going through, God works from the end to the beginning. So your needs have already been met. And for it not to change who God has created you to be. So if you're a giver, continue to remain a giver, regardless if people have taken from you and not kept their word. And so I know that's hard, but that is what God calls us to do, is to be disciples for the kingdom. And it's just important for us to not allow feelings and emotions and past hurts to dictate our position in the kingdom of God.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I think a lot of people, and myself included, like, you go through things in the past, and it's sometimes really hard for some people to get over those, like, things. And it's hard to, and sometimes I think it could be, like, things that you've gone through could even make you, like, sometimes, like, bitter and angry at God.
Yeah, for sure.
And I can just imagine if someone's listening to this and they're like, well, you know, yeah, I've been through a lot of terrible things in the past, and maybe they don't even realize that it's impacting their current situation or that it's impacting the way that they're thinking today. But it really, really can. And I don't know if I'm going to mention some practical tips too that God has told me to take when I'm like struggling, or when I'm struggling with my thoughts or trying to let go of the past. But I want you to kind of share first, are there any practical steps that God kind of put on your heart to take in order to kind of overcome some of those, like, some of those thoughts from the past, and to be able to kind of renew your mind and start thinking more positively?
Yeah, I would say the word of God. And I know that sounds so cliche, but I would literally say the best way to pray about things is to apply God's word back to him. And so in order to know who you are, you have to read the word of God and have a relationship with the word, and hide it in your heart. Right. And so anytime those feelings or thoughts or emotions come up where you're anxious, he literally, the Bible is a guide, and it has instructions that are still beneficial for today. And he tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, give thanks. Right.
Is that your favorite scripture?
Is that my favorite? I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's definitely one that I have to repeat to myself daily. So I would say definitely get you a Bible, and literally, if you don't know where to start, get you a little small devotion book from either Ross or Home Goods or Target. And each and every day there's a devotion, and most of them, of course, well, if they're Christian or, you know, spiritual, they'll have a Bible verse that goes with it. And then dig deeper, explore what that Bible verse means, then get you a commentary Bible, and then dig even deeper. And so I just feel like having a relationship with God, therapy is also something that can help. And that's something that I am a major fan of. I'm actually in therapy and been in therapy for years. And so I think that's also something that is super beneficial. And then get you a good group of friends, sister circle, people that are like-minded, people that can lift you higher, that can pour into you, that can pray for you, that can fast with you. So I think community is also important because none of us can do this by ourselves. We were never created to.
I love that you said that because the Bible talks about how bad company corrupts good character. Mm-hmm. Bad company corrupts good character. And that's exactly right. Like when we are around people who are always thinking negative or always worried about something or thinking about the past or just stuck in their head and doing or on the wrong path, like it's going to impact us whether we want it to or not. So I love that you said that we have to get around believing people. We have to find people who think like us, who want to walk with the Lord like us, who want to be encouraged like us so that we can stay encouraged on this walk with Jesus, because you know life in general is hard, and we need people around us who are going to speak life into us. And I love what you said about scriptures and about how you're saying that the word of God is cliche. I don't think it's cliche at all, because we have to speak those scriptures. We have to know, honestly, that is the best thing we can do is knowing what the word says, so that when the enemy tries to come in and say, you can't do this or you can't do that or you're not good enough, we can say, no, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I even have some scriptures here that say, Psalm 35 says, weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Right. So I love scripture, because just like you said, if I could be weeping all night and the devil may try to attack my mind and say, you're never going to get out of that negative mindset. You're always going to be down. You're always going to be out. No one's ever going to help you or try to plague your mind. But you can read back the scripture. No, weeping is for tonight. But tomorrow I am rejoicing in the Lord. Yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to have a new day. Tomorrow I have new grace and mercy. Right. So that you're saying scripture is so not cliche. We have to get the word into us. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So when the devil is attacking our mind saying, oh, and we have all this fear about tomorrow. We have all this fear about how we're going to make money, how we're going to support our family, how we're going to live, how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that. The Bible tells us clearly that God is going to help us. He's going to strengthen us. And when we don't have any strength to move forward, he is our strength. It says that that strength is made perfect in our weakness. So our weakness is not to be seen as something that's going to last forever, because we know that as soon as we feel weak, the Lord is going to uphold us. Yes. So I love that you said that. The other thing I want to add, I think there was one other thing. You said therapy. That's wonderful. I agree with that. Even people struggling in their marriage, I think marriage counseling is wonderful. My husband and I were in that, and that's been so, so beneficial to our marriage. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to mention is journaling. Journaling is so good because the Bible talks about write your vision and make it plain. So it's so much about how we need to write things down in order to see the fruit. And it's not only is it good to write it down so that we're manifesting it, you know, it's coming to life because we're speaking it, we're writing it down, but it's also good to write it down so that when we have it on paper, we can go back and look and say, wow, I prayed for that. And the Lord delivered me from that. The Lord brought me through that. I wrote that down and God actually answered that prayer. And so it's like we can look back at it when we're in a struggling season and say, wow, God actually answered that prayer. Because I think sometimes Christians and even myself, like I get amnesia and I forget all the wonderful things that God does for me. But if I write it down, then when I'm in the next struggle season or struggle time in my life, I can look back and say, wow, God answered me back then. I'm sure he's going to answer me moving forward. And it gives me hope. It gives me hope in my situation. So journaling was just another thing that I wanted to add. But yeah, beautiful. So we'll leave off with this. What is one thing that, or one, or it could be multiple pieces of advice, and you already said a lot of this, but like, what is the one main thing that if the listeners, for some reason, they were distracted, and they just really want to leave with one really juicy piece of advice, what would you say to just end this podcast?
I would say give yourself some self-compassion and give yourself some grace.
That's good. I love that.
I would say the way that we overthink, the way that we worry, the way that we majority of the times allow fear to be in the driver's seat. It says in God's word, we can't do both, right? God hates for us to be lukewarm. And so I always have to remind myself, like, there's no way that I'm going to sit up here, pray, worship, fast, pay tithes. But then on the other hand, I am worried about what tomorrow's going to bring or how I'm going to, you know, get through this valley. You know, I can't do both. I can't worry and trust God. And so it's important to literally just ask God to help your unbelief, but give yourself some self-compassion and grace, because grace and mercy is literally what carries us each and every day. And I think that for some reason we will accept the grace and mercy from God, but we won't accept it when it comes to ourselves. And so I think that, again, it's important for spiritual reasons. It's important for health reasons. Anytime you're stressing and you are anxious and you're worried, it is chipping at your brain. It is literally causing you to have chronic high cortisol levels. It is interfering with your health, the way you think, the way you operate, the way you receive messages. And so that is all the enemy. You know, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that starts in the mind. And so it is important to, again, know those scriptures, cast out the enemy daily. Paul says in God's word, you have to die daily. Each and every day, you are dying daily to the things of this world. And so, again, give yourself some self-compassion and grace. For sure.
Wow. Thank you, Alexa. That is really good. That's something I think we all struggle with, including myself. Like, am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? Especially as Christians, like, we try to be so perfect. We try to do every little thing right. And it's like, God, Jesus literally died on the cross so that we don't have to be perfect. Yeah. And that's not to just like give us a pass and say, oh, well, I messed up. Who cares? I have grace. I mean, it's not like that, but it's like, yes, we have grace when we do mess up. And it's just, it's inevitable, right? Like, we're not perfect. Jesus was the only one who was perfect. And we just have to say, you know, we messed up, we repent, we move on. But knowing, like you said, God forgives us. God forgives us. And we have to just remember that we're not here to be perfect. We're here to do God's work and do our very best to walk like Jesus. But Jesus knows how much temptation we're under and how much pressure we're under and the struggles that we go through. And like you said, we just need to give ourselves grace. We just need to know that, you know, all things are possible with the Lord. Like, if you have a struggle or an addiction or a problem in your life, like, all things are possible with the Lord. Amen. All things are possible with the Lord. So yeah, thank you, Alexa. That was so good. That was so good. If there's anything else you want to say?
No, not really. I just want the people to know that they are loved. If anyone has not told you that today, we Amen. Love you. We are thankful for you. You matter. You have purpose in this world. Right. And again, God loves you, and you have been called to be here, and God has a plan for you, as he tells us in his word.
That's so beautiful. Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I know someone is going to be super encouraged by this. And it's just, you're such a beautiful soul. Like, seriously, I'm so glad that God brought us together.
Yes.
And I know that we're just going to do many more things together, because the Lord is working in this season.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Well, thank you for listening. May God bless you and keep you and give you a blessed week. Cling to his promises and don't let go. All right. Bye, Alexa.